What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Is there anybody worse than you right now?
Oh, just if you were if you were to power rank the really bad teams in the majors.
Well, fortunately for you, Anthony. Go ahead.
Wow. Just 4 minutes in.
Yeah, well. Might as well do something fun.
I still think the Rockies are the worst. Can I say the White Sox?
You can say anything you want. Yeah. It's your power rankings.
Then the Guardians.
Okay. We're 10 games ahead of the White Sox right now. It's 10 in a row. I think they've scored 15 runs in these 10 games. It's as historically bad as it's been. And yesterday, you see, you feel like a fool. Because at the beginning of this, when things start to go a little bit clunky and awry, it's like, hey, you know, you guys have said this a bunch of times, and they always get the nose up on the thing, and away they go. But then yesterday, like, it's already a 9-game losing streak, and your pitchers had pitched well in the Detroit series. It's already a 9-game losing streak. And then when you lose Lane Thomas again, which I'm not laughing about him, but I'm laughing about the corresponding move, and they go out there and they get Will Wilson back up, and it's like, all right, I know what you're doing now. And as a person who's done things out of spite,
what are they
part
doing?
Of me has
Do
to
you know what they're doing?
It just seems like that's just a great big bleep you to the fans. And the fans responded in kind yesterday, where they just booed their faces off. Jonathan Rodriguez gets out, they boo him, which... And we're going to bring Matt Derry up at 8:01 this morning. And Matt was as fit to be tied to anything. But you got Tarek Skubal on the mound. He thinks that they're all going after him. He thinks the fans are going after him. No. It's a 9-game losing streak. I think fans are thinking it's about to be a 10-game losing streak. And they're watching guys that aren't even a part of the process or part of the winning in the future. Like, you're either growing or you're dying for so many people. And it's not supposed to be a rebuild year. Hell, you're coming off an ALCS appearance. But if you're not going to be... growing, then what are you doing with Jonathan Rodriguez and Will Wilson? How many, 7 guys or 6 guys under 200 or lower yesterday in your starting lineup? And Will Wilson's back up. And it's like they're asking for something. And I said, my first reaction is agitation. And somebody had tweeted at me, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheinman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And they said, Ken, as a Columbus Clippers season ticket holder, which I said congratulations on all your success, as a Columbus Clippers season ticket holder, the dream of DeLotter is way better than the reality. I go, I'd rather see the reality. Because even if it's not that great, then I could sit there and I could hold Antonetti accountable for it, and I could hold Chernoff accountable for it and say that this would be another miss. But I can't do that because it would be his first appearance in Major League Baseball, and it's only July 7th, for crying out loud. But when you have this moment on a Sunday, you've been so bad. And it's been so long now. I mean, it feels like it's been forever since they're going to win a game, or since they've won a game. And it feels like it's going to be forever until they win a game. to not bring up anything that anybody's excited about whatsoever was really a slap in the face, it felt like, to the fans.
Well, it's been forever since Jose Ramirez got beamed and nobody did anything about it.
And that's, I think that's exactly part of the point.
And they haven't done anything about anything since that moment. Because it seems like everybody has been in a collective coma, including your manager, who I do have sympathy for, by the way, just because there's nobody, there's not like there's a bunch of answers for him. But Kenny, even he seems resigned, resigned to the fate of this team. He seems over it. You're seeing no animation from him. And of course, that's the cue that everybody else is going to take.
He's reached it. He has reached the Hugh Jackson line where he knows that there's nothing there to help.
Yeah, but
same thing every single day. It's the Browns in 2016-17, except for that historic losing, for the love of God. But it's starting to feel like so much of the same thing. You have these names that are not a part of the future or the present.
Hold on. You want to see a manager show some fight.
That's why I'm accusing him of being in Hugh Jackson land.
No, just the way that you were talking was that we skipped the whole fight thing. That's
fine.
The problem.
I mean, you could have some fight if you want to. That's true.
I don't think, would it have made a difference? Would it have meant that we were going to win all sorts of games, or that it was going to, you know, break this terrible, terrible streak? No, but it's one thing to hear the guy each and every single game afterwards show, well, you know, we're showing fight. We hard hit balls, which I said it's the equivalent of NBA coaches going, hey, we got good looks. Just didn't hit them.
It's a good miss.
But it's been 10 straight of these. You said, 6-24?
That's what Fanta sent us. I don't know if that was necessarily true right off the rip. I didn't have the heart to go look it up, to be honest with you.
All the numbers, each and every one of the offensive numbers. Never mind the fact that your pitching was brilliant over the last how many games? They've been brilliant against Detroit. Detroit's one of the best offenses in baseball, the best team in baseball. And had you have had anything hitting-wise, you'd have been fine this weekend. But instead, it looks like a National League lineup from like 1991.
And the argument about him, I didn't mean to gloss over it, and thank you for making a bigger deal about it. You're right. It should be a big deal that there has been no effort to get thrown out of a baseball game to inspire anybody, to inspire the fans. Go out there and cuss out an umpire and get the fans going behind you in a home game or anything like that. You know, that's inexcusable. And again, it just seems to go together where Jose Ramirez is hit in retaliation. You lose the guy and you still haven't won a game in 10 games, for crying out loud. You haven't won a game since that moment. So it seems to be poetic. But the reason I make that comparison with Steven Vogt is where he's got no other words to say other than, hey, you know, we got good ball players here and we're going to get this thing fixed. Which it's the equivalent, becoming the equivalent of, I got to check the tape. So when you know that there's nothing there to help you, and you have a roster of guys that are forgettable names, when you have a lineup of forgettable names and there's no other recourse other than that, then where else am I supposed to make the comparison to? Because I've seen this before over at the football stadium. It's been I don't remember the last time it's happened here with the Cleveland Guardians. I'd have to say it had to be back when they were the Indians and Manny Acton was the manager of the team. It would have to be then. Or maybe it wasn't even the first year of Terry Francona, because you gave him more in that first time than you would ever give here. So it seems to be very Manny Act-ish. And I got Bo Naylor, where I know Emmanuel Clase hit the first batter he saw, which when he hit the first batter he saw, I got that old Browns feeling going, uh-oh, here we go. It's late in the game and we got the lead and here we go. And then you get the ball in the dirt, which really kind of sort of wasn't in the dirt, but it was still in the dirt in between the legs, and Bo Naylor lets it go, and I go, it's as poetic as it gets. I got this guy who bats sub 200, who can't get anything offensively, who's not very good defensively, and they're not going to bring in anybody else because they don't have anybody else, because the only other player they have is Austin Hedges, who's a glorified mascot. I know, good locker room guy, all this good dugout guy. They lost 10 in a row. How good of a dugout guy can you be? He can only say so much. And apparently he's saying all the tough words instead of Steven Vogt. How much is Austin Hedges cost this year?
$4 million?
We got a $4 million slider in the dugout? You know, that reminded me. You know, Austin Hedges reminds me of, I don't want to take unfair shots at Austin Hedges, so take away the thing about slider. Austin Hedges reminds me of Jim Leonard. It's just a guy that the coach trusts. This is going back to Mike Pettine. This goes back to the Browns. It's just a guy that the manager trusts. Hey, do this to just keep this afloat. Can you help me out? And that's a guy that you trust who hits even worse than Bo Naylor and is at the end of his career. So there's really no recourse for the position. There's no recourse for the position. This is where you're at.
Well, he's
and the only other things that gets people excited are when eventually, I guess, after the All-Star game, they're going to call guys up from the farm, because I don't imagine. Yesterday was the perfect opportunity, and you didn't. We brought back Will Wilson.
Yeah, you basically have an assistant coach. That's what Hedges is. And you combine him and, whoa, Bo Naylor.
Because when you're good.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. We end up trading the wrong brother. Like, we got rid of the good brother. And we have the bad brother. That would be like Milwaukee when they had Giannis's brother, like trading Giannis and keeping the bad one.
So this is,
or didn't the Cavs have Evan Mobley's brother on the team?
We did. Yes. Yeah. Well, the Charge had him. But
so can you imagine if we said, you know what, we think we can get something for Evan. Let's keep the other Mobley. That's what we did.
I mean, you got it's a good God Almighty in it. You know, the season's got to stand for something. And I don't know what it stands for now, other than it's just become, it's like they're trolling you. And fans want to win. And I feel foolish, because at the beginning of this season, I made excuses. And I think they're long-term excuses, for the love of God, which means that there's might be some long-term hurt involved here. As good as the starting rotation is at times, and I got this other Luis Ortiz stuff going on where he's throwing pitches God knows where for God knows whatever reason, which seems to be, I don't know, not the biggest deal in the world, but certainly not the smallest deal in the world, going back to what you and I were talking about at one point last week when it came to the basketball stuff with Malik Beasley. It's disheartening at so many levels. And for the fans, I think you have to, like, what is serious about this whatsoever? There's nothing that's serious about this whatsoever. So, like, I have to ask, are you out on the Guardians now? I mean, how?
Who could possibly be in on
them? Well, I think you can be in on them, because for the people who have been the truthers of this organization for so long, I think you're really in on it. I think that you're getting ready to get the belt out and start to put it to the asses. Because there's a lot of people out there who goes, you guys don't know the forest for the trees. You guys don't know what's really going on here. All you guys do is sit there and make excuses for these guys and call them a good organization when they're really not. Because they get close. Well, this is professional sports, and close doesn't matter. They had the opportunity to get over. They didn't get over. And for those people, hey, this is your Super Bowl now. It's time for you. If you're one of those truthers, fine, let it happen, because I think they're all in. I think they felt like they knew this for a while, and that other shoe has finally dropped. And for the rest of us who are saying, well, they've been a great organization, they've been a great organization, they've been a great organization, and to all those folks, they go, great at what? Great at what? Pulling the wool over your eyes, Ken? What's been so great? What's been so great about Will Wilson and Jonathan Rodriguez and Nolan Jones and Bo Naylor at 173 and Austin Hedges and Daniel Schneeman, where any fun on him is worn off, and Brian Rocchio being back up at a 165 average? I mean, this is not a realistic lineup here. This is just not. I know it's a getaway day, but when you're 9 games into a losing streak, my God. So you can't throw the fans a bone. Well, we'll send them back down. What is it? What is it that you won't give the fans what they want in a season where the walls are closing in?
Well, I think they said they want to see DeLauder play at least 75 consecutive games in the minors to prove that he's healthy enough.
And when he gets to 75, it'll be 76. And when he gets to 76, it'll be 77. 216-474-0092. You out on him? What?
You said they were 6-24 in their last 30?
I don't know if they were. Yeah. That's what Fanta said.
You're totally underselling. They are 9-21, guys. Come on.
Oh, okay.
They're way up there.
9-21. I mean, that's, you know, bad. Ain't good. So there you are.
My favorite stat floating around the basement that I hung out in this weekend was, I believe they've been shut out 8 of their last 30 games.
This is their last chance for passion, because if they just keep, and they're going to Houston today, so I mean, good God Almighty, it doesn't get any easier for you. The Houston Astros started off rough, and now what are they? What are the Astros now? Are they 19 games above 500 or something like that? What the hell are the Houston Astros? They're 55. They're 20 games above 500. They're 55-35. Well, we can't wait to get our asses handed to us over there. So that'll be a good time. At least we got the White Sox coming up, and then we got a bad schedule coming up. So one of two things
we
are going to happen.
Triffin? Either, can we do? Can we?
Why do you want to bring him on? Just so we start the fight and we get some passion here.
What fight?
He's God. It's hot as hell in this studio.
Wait a second. What fight? He's been through this. We should ask him for tips.
Tips and tricks.
How do we continue to watch a team when nobody cares in the fan base anymore? Everybody's irate and the team stinks.
If they win tonight, do we come in tomorrow and do West Side Stand Up? Or East Side Stand Up? There's no North Side. The North Side is the... Is there a South Side if there can't be a North Side? There's really just an East and a West. Because he does South Side Stand Up. That's what he does. Or at least that's what he shoehorns in there.
Yeah, we can't get all the bases covered.
Do we do anything that Carnegie, Ontario, do you stand up? Even though the win would be in Houston. I don't know the rules. I have no idea his personal rules on standing up or sitting down or doing God knows what. So this is the last stand for passion, because I they're in a land right now where they look like they don't care. The organization feels like they don't care. The front office feels like they don't care. Their bleep doesn't stink, so they don't care. They clearly don't give a damn what you think of them. They got the stones to roll Will Wilson back out there for everybody. If they don't care about what you think, then I think the fans are going to go, okay, you don't care? I don't care, because that's the worst thing about a long season. When you have a long, long, long season like baseball is, plenty of opportunities for people to stop caring. And so I think that this is the last stand. You don't get it turned around. This is the last stand of passion. Then it's just going to the ballpark to go to the ballpark. And that's not what people envision for this season. 216-474-0092. Are you out on the Guardians? Got some Rick Manning audio to play for you when we come back. We'll hear that right when we come back at 624 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is uncharted waters, folks. I mean, when it comes to ripping the Browns, I mean, that's the back of your hand. I mean, that's old hat. That's a textbook that you could flip through there. When it comes to ripping the Guardians, man, this is weird. This is a really weird place.
We have talked about how everyone in the American League was still in it except for the Athletics and the White Sox, right?
Yeah.
Technically, the Orioles are the Mendoza line. They're 7.5 out. The Guardians are 7 out.
I mean, you're 7 out for the third wild card spot. I mean, you do have the 28th worst schedule.
Now, if you look
baseball.
At it, you're only 8 out of the top wild card spot.
Okay. Well, you know, I mean, hell.
Yeah, I mean, we're not used to this. Tito's last year, they fell apart at the very, very end after July, basically. But at this point, they were still above 500 or right around 500 up until the end of July that year.
They sold off a little bit then, and it was like, okay, well, we're done trying. But
I mean, at this
point, they've been done trying for 2 weeks now.
I know that some folks have said, well, just go ahead and fire sale it now. It's like, well, who do you really want to fire sale? I mean, again, these are what am I going to get? Carlos Santana is 39 years old. I might get something out of Carlos Santana. Emmanuel Clase is certainly a possibility there. I think it becomes more and more of a possibility as time goes on.
Yeah, I feel like Clase is definitely getting traded now.
Stephen Kwan would probably start an uproar.
The hard part, we'll get to Kwan in a second here. The hard part about Clase is that you have team control on a pretty good contract for somebody as good as he's been. So normally those are the guys that you hold on to, but this has reached such a level that it feels like you've got to... You might be in a situation where you have to get anything you can. And then Kwan, you mentioned Kwan. What are the odds? By the way, making just an incredible play yesterday in the outfield. I mean, that you're going up against one of the best pitchers in baseball yesterday. You went toe-to-toe pitching-wise. Get a great defensive play out of Kwan, who seems like just every game he's giving you something pretty special. In that regard, even if his average came down just a little bit, but Kwan, I don't know how any, but does anybody think they're signing Kwan to a massive extension?
No.
New contract?
Well, if you're Stephen Kwan, the price goes up here. I've never spoken to Stephen Kwan. I only know people who have spoken to Stephen Kwan, and I know about the journal entry that ended up getting deleted. I know about all those things, but I've never spoken to the guy.
Make sure, because you never know who's tuning in.
So there was a picture of something on social media, and it happened to have a journal entry, and he had written in the journal that the Guardians really are not interested in paying people what they're worth, is what he wrote, I think, is what he wrote there. Certainly they're not interested in handing out great salaries. So you know what Stephen Kwan has felt about this situation for a while. I would imagine he's a proud guy. He's got to be looking around going, you're doing nothing around me. You're doing nothing around Jose Ramirez. You're doing nothing around either one of these guys. This was an ALCS team, right? Now, the price goes up if I'm Stephen Kwan. Now, there comes a point where it's like, okay, I can't say no to money. But you said 2 more years controllable, which I think it comes down to 1 more year for us before you're like, all right, if we're not competing by next July of 2026, then maybe you're thinking about unloading the guy. But for him, my price just goes up because I'm going, you're not doing anything to really build around me. I got this pitching staff here that's pretty good, but the other guys in the order, there's no protection in the order. There's no help in the order. And anytime that you have anything that tells you that you're going to do is something to help out some of the younger guys start to develop, you're not going to do that. You're not going to back that up. Kyle Manzardo, not an everyday hit player for you. And I wonder why. Why not? What, because he's bad at first base? Bo Naylor's bad behind the plate. He might as well not have arms. He might as well. We have a catcher right now who you might as well just have no arms there. Because it doesn't matter because he's not going to stop it. And he sure as hell ain't going to hit. So if he was a heavy hitting catcher, fine, we'll deal with some of the stuff defensively. But if you can't hit and then you can't defend, what the hell do you do here, son? What is it? So, Owen, you look like you have something to say over there. Again, it's uncomfortable to be this angry with this team because I never thought we'd be here at this point this year after last year. And very, 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 very rarely are we ever here. I can't imagine how long it's been. It's probably since 2011, that season, but I'd have to go back.
2012 Maniacta.
That I was that fit to be tied?
Well, that they've played ball like this.
Okay.
So they had a 9-game losing streak with Tito in 2021, I think.
That's 13 years for crying out loud.
Well, I keep getting this pit in my gut that, you know, we started off the segment with Rick Manning talking about he doesn't know when Chase DeLauder's going to come up. Chase DeLauder's an outfielder. Stephen Kwan's an outfielder. I feel like they're going to do something that the fan base is going to regret. Yeah, you and then go, well, you wanted Chase DeLauder, so here's his opportunity to come up because Stephen Kwan's playing on some other team.
You go
Stephen Kwan made the All-Star game again yesterday.
You go ahead and trade him before it's ready. You go ahead and do that.
I will make a fortune selling Rotten Tomatoes outside of the ballpark.
You can always go ahead and try to say that he wasn't going to sign here anyway. Maybe that would be the case. I don't know. You go ahead and you do that during this season.
I feel like we're still a year away from
that. Of course we're still a year away.
I feel like we were not going to lose 10 games this year in a row.
Of course we're still a year away. That's what would make it such a sacrilegious move to make. You go ahead and you trade Stephen Kwan and tell me how those fans, if you want to keep fans passionate before football season takes over, go right on ahead and trade him. You will have some very passionate fans. It'll wear off very quickly, and then they really won't care about you other than Jose. We'll always care about Jose. But if you want fans to have a little bit more anger and vitriol and passion, fine. Yeah, you go ahead and you trade him. And then put even more pressure on the guy you don't want to put pressure on and Chase DeLauder. Because clearly he can only play in AAA. We can't move him up. It's just an impossibility. We can't do that. For the good of him and for the good of this organization, he's just not allowed to play in Major League Baseball with us. And again, I threw it out there to everybody out on the Guardians. I think everybody knows the answer. So if you wanted passion about it, maybe the time for passion was last week. Because it seems to be where a lot of people, 4th of July weekend, hot weather, good weather, a lot of people at the pool over this weekend. I mean, how many people are really tuned into the Guardians?
Well, it was the easiest skip of all time.
Because I'll tell you
one what. One by one, just, okay, I can skip that one. I've got things to do. We've got to find water. We got to find water no matter where we are.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I ended up watching all of them. Because by the time I was so scorched by yesterday, I was like, well, I'm obviously going to sit in my basement and watch the Guardians today. And then the other ones, hell, you were by the pool all damn day. Then you get done. I was over in my buddy's, my neighbor's patio watching the Guardians, waiting for it to get dark so I could set off fireworks on the 4th, which, of course, they lost because they lose every game now. But if you wanted passion, maybe the time for it was last week. Hell, I don't know. Because this is, you go ahead and you trade Stephen Kwan and see what happens. You go ahead and you do that. See if people ain't calling for your job already. Because it's just, it's one more thing after another. And if I got Rick Manning who's upset about all this, I mean, again, Rick Manning's a guy who's always told it the way he sees it. So I guess I'm not necessarily surprised that he would be critical of them. He's always told the truth. God bless him. He's never walked any company line. God bless him. But, man, you got him right out there, right before the 4th of July, talking to Baskin and Phelps, and he's ripping him. He's ripping him for not bringing up Chase DeLauder. And it's not even, guys, it's not even that this guy's going to save our season or save our franchise or we're going to put a statue of Chase DeLauder out there. It's that people want to see somebody who you think is going to give you a chance because he was a first-round draft pick of your organization. But meanwhile, you put Jonathan Rodriguez out there who has no future. He has a better future being a high school baseball coach and he is a Major League Baseball player. Nolan Jones and Will Wilson. Wilson, whatever the hell you want to call him.
Well, they had the perfect opportunity with Lane Thomas going back to the IL. And they brought up Will Wilson instead.
And I feel bad about the Lane Thomas thing. That's unfortunate that not a lot of us saw because of the plantar fasciitis.
It could have been player X. It could have been any. Yeah. But he's an outfielder, and he went to the IL, and you had the opportunity to bring up Chase DeLauder then, and you brought up Will Wilson.
So there you go. Even when you had a chance, it doesn't happen. And then where it doesn't happen, where it's like, okay, you didn't just lose 2-1. I mean, just the 10th inning goes crazy. And you feel bad for Cade Smith yesterday because he's out there in a day where he's really probably not even supposed to be out there.
There's no way he was supposed to be out there.
Stephen Vogt didn't want him out there. And he goes out there, he gets beaned right from a comebacker. And then all of a sudden the season's just, the game is out of control. The season's out of control. And people are booing him right there on a Sunday afternoon. What a day.
They got pretty good crowds, right?
Yeah. They had pretty good crowds. I don't know what yesterday was, but I know they got pretty good crowds on Friday and Saturday. Shoulda. Fireworks, all that good stuff.
31. They got 31,000 yesterday.
They ain't going to be the team. They do put on a hell of a fireworks show.
Damn near a sellout.
Matt Derry going to join us 801.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, there's more not to like. I mean, you talked, Kenny, about Chase DeLauder. I didn't realize. I know people kept saying, it seems like he's getting on base every single time.
Mm-hmm. I'm alive.
It's now been all 31 games this year, the longest active streak in the International League. Now, he finally went hitless in his last game, but he did draw a walk. So he's still getting on base. Those numbers, incredible. I know you said you got a message from somebody that's been watching him that says he's not that good.
They're like, oh, the dream of Chase DeLauder is probably better than the reality, Ken. I go, I don't care. At least it's, if he goes up here and he sucks, I can just hold it against Chris Antonetti and Chernoff and everybody. Because he's either been hurt or, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of growth, but now he's healthy so far. And they keep saying the same thing about, well, he's got to play 75 games or whatever games he's got to play. Who the hell knows? They seem to just make up the rules as they go.
Well, I know we got corrected. I got corrected last week by our boss because I mentioned service time, because that used to be the reason they wouldn't bring guys up at a certain point. Now, what is the reason then? We're all sitting around staring at each other going, there has to be a reason. And the only messaging we're getting at all is, well, we have to see him play 34 consecutive games before we even think to pull him up. It just makes no sense. And then, you know, this used to be a front office, obviously, that I think you'd share in this, Kenny, that would give the team the benefit of the doubt on trades.
Lemon no likes.
But then you see Tyler Freeman's batting .338. And Nolan Jones has, what, I think, couple extra base hits, maybe three extra base hits in the last month.
Not a part of the future.
This has been atrocious.
Part of the future.
And then just consider the squandering of opportunities like they did.
Lyman no likes.
I mean, guys, the Tigers, I know yesterday they end up with 7 runs, but obviously, what, 6 of those come in extras? So,
yes.
Again, in 9 innings, 1 run. The game before that, 1 run. The game before that, 2 runs. Don't they have one of the best offenses in baseball? So, you talk about squandering opportunities. I mean, if you would have told me a month ago that we'd have this big showdown at the start of July, July 4th weekend against the Tigers, and those were the amount of runs that we gave up, did you lose a two-hitter? I would have said, oh my gosh,
yes. We'd
be in command. We would be in command surging. Maybe we wouldn't be winning the division, leading the division, but we would be absolutely surging.
Well, you notice these pitchers, I mean, they're excited coming off the mound after innings. I mean, they're pitching their asses off. The starting pitching has been great here over the last week for the most part. I mean, Slade Ciccone got somebody out in the seventh inning of the other night, and I mean, he was whooping it up. And I'm going, I mean, that's great, but we ain't going to be able to bring in anybody to help you. And we didn't. And that was the end of it.
And I know that, unfortunately, like, Owen, you said you've had to miss some games. You got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, we were in a tournament all weekend, yeah. So it was comical yesterday, getting ready to start our game. We go out to warm up the pitcher. One of the dads has the game on the radio, right? We're listening to it, and I go, what's the score? He goes, 1-0. And I go, we're down 1-0? He goes, no, we're up. I can't believe we're up 1-0. Yeah. I go, no way that we have the run and they don't. And like clockwork, you hear, and the ball comes through its legs. It was a sitcom.
I will say that not only guys like Owen are going to miss some games. Man, even the Derry brothers.
I know one of the Derry brothers has said he won't go back until Chase DeLauder comes up.
We'll find out which Derry brother that is when we talk to Matt Derry at 8
you
o'clock.
You got a 50% shot of getting that one on here.
Yeah, you know when those guys start skipping games, you know you're
That's
in trouble. But you ruined it for...
I'm a no lies.
Jared Allen showed up. Jared Allen.
He stood out where I stand out normally.
Yeah.
Yes, you could have been hanging out with him. I mean, I know for a fact had like Mitch have been there, he's not going to talk to you.
No, he wouldn't have.
He's gonna hide in the shadows. Jared Allen, I heard, was signing autographs. Was he buying alcohol for some of the
pictures with the hot dogs? He was buying drinks.
That's how down in the dumps it is. And then if you were looking for good news, well, we got some more specifics on the suspension.
Limino likes
Kenny. I don't want to speculate too much here. We've got to watch because we know there's an investigation for Mr. Ortiz. But
you
the
don't
evidence,
want to get subpoenaed.
The evidence. Have you seen the pitches that they said all these bets came in?
The one looked like he just missed. The other one did look like it was in the dirt, but the one looked like it just missed. I have no idea what. I mean, I made a big stink about it to you where I was like, hey, man, you get caught gambling, there should be like a career death penalty there. And you were like, what's the big deal? They got ways to check this. And boy, they got ways to check this. Oh, my God.
Well, think about it.
So they're charting every single pitch to check against impropriety here.
Think about instantly that these bets get red flagged. I will say this, like, anybody that bets these types of bets, what are these called? This
sucker bets?
Oh. Just the same. Well, that's a similar game parlay. I'll just say that. When it's one pitch, when it's first score of a basketball game, like who's going to put the ball through the net the very first time? I just assume those were capped anyway because those were the most easily manipulated
these
bets you could
bets
have. Right. But like single instance, if you're betting that, are you really putting forth a ton of money?
To me, it's the same bet as how long is the national anthem going to go? What color is the Gatorade?
Right.
They're all the same, yeah.
Right. I always just assumed that wasn't – you weren't able
you
to
aren't
put –
putting $500,000 down.
Yeah, I can't
on that.
Put the house on Ortiz's next pitch for the Guardians in a random who cares game. So it does seem like the systems are still – operating correctly, like they flagged these immediately.
Yeah,
and instantly there was an investigation. We didn't know about it at the time, but the sports books are all over
it. But you do have to make the penalty that strong against the pitcher or player allegedly participating in it.
Well, the question
certainly
is, how
allegedly
do you,
in this matter.
So how do you prove it? Okay, I saw the videos.
The one...
But he could say, act to God, like, I threw a bad pitch.
I mean, the one is down, like, in the grass line, for crying out loud. Like, that was a bad one. But I'm going, guys lose control. There's bad pitches. Guys, even the best pitchers in the world aren't throwing all like, right down where they need to throw it every single time. But that's very hard to prove something like that, my God. Now, except for the amount of money that's being put on that specific pitch, you would think.
Now, it has gotten so bad that member of the staff, who is part of a much-needed vacation right now before the uptick in Browns coverage.
Yeah.
But Daryl Ryder even having some fun at the Guardians' expense.
The Guardians, who got shut out in Chicago in extra innings last night, 1-0, they lose on a sacrifice fly. Emmanuel Clase has to take the bad luck losses, I like to call it. The Guardians have left another small village on the base paths. They still can't score. I'm scoring more than they are these days. I weigh more than half the team's batting averages.
Daryl getting sexy.
Is there a...
Daryl's getting sexy.
I didn't realize. This is going to be like the blanked around and found out chart. The Daryl, as his weight has gone up, he's scoring more?
Apparently, yeah.
Well, of course. Put a little meat on the bones.
Is that all
they
it took?
They still can't score. I'm scoring more than they are these days.
I was told more cushion for the pushing.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Good for Daryl. Congratulations.
I like the way he announced it to Cleveland.
On all your well success. But you know what? You put that message out there. It's only going to help. It'll help you.
Yeah.
He's off for two straight weeks. It's going to be like Bob Guccione over
What's
there.
What's he going to be doing?
Come back weighing 350, and you know what he's been doing.
Just brings it. It's like six large pizzas and a harem walking behind him. Looks like the Godfather coming into the studio.
I still can't score. I'm scoring more than they are these days.
I was going to say, I don't want to see any cardio from Daryl, but he is getting some cardio.
They still can't score. I'm scoring more than they are these days.
Good for Daryl.
Anybody want to do some summer hack topic series?
Lima likes.
I stumbled across the Bleacher Report. Remember the good old Bleacher Report with the slides?
Yeah.
The 32 slides for 32 teams. So this guy did Mount Rushmore of the Cleveland Browns since the year 2000.
All right.
He has Miles Garrett.
Oh, wait, I got to change the music here.
Give me some summer hack topic for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
that's
no,
right.
We got this.
We don't do that. Okay. There's a different voice guy.
This works too. We've got Miles Garrett on the edge.
I know we forgot.
We've got Joe Thomas.
Oh, wow. Okay, never mind.
On the line. We've got Joel Bitonio on the line. We've got Josh Cribbs, the fourth and final member of his Mount Rushmore.
Big four.
No Nick Chubb?
Don't need him.
Nick Chubb doesn't make the Mount Rushmore since 2000?
Who do you take off? You take off Josh or you take off Joel?
Well, that's right. It's got to be one or the other because Miles Garrett
first two are Hall of Famers.
Surefire Hall of Famer. Joe Thomas, surefire Hall of Famer, is in the Hall of Fame, I should say. So
that's Cribbs, as surefire as you get.
That I can't take him off.
You were there, Anthony.
I was there. I partied. I went to the party. So wait a second. Josh Cribbs, we've made the argument that special teams guys got to get in, right? Steve Tasker. We've mentioned a few.
Yeah. A Tisker, a Tasker.
Justin Tucker. I don't know what's going to happen there.
I tell you, I think Steve Tasker accidentally butt-dialed me, then blocked me right after.
Tell me that. Yeah. That is great.
Odd. Odd thing. Is that it for about last
so
night?
So who wins?
For
Summer Hack Topic Series. Does Nick Chubb bump Josh Cribbs? See, Joel Bitonio, we've made the case, will have... the accolades to get into the Hall of Fame.
I don't have the heart to kick guys off these things when it's like Nick Chubb's better than you. It's like I got nothing against Josh Cribbs.
Do we need to have Josh Cribbs on?
I was part of Pay the Man.
And see if he would cede the way. I'll get out of the way for Nick Chubb. Did Nick Chubb not play in enough games to get in the Mount Rushmore?
Honestly, I think Joel Bitonio just kick him off because I don't think he cares.
Because he wouldn't care
I don't
about
think he
it.
Cares. I don't think he cares one iota. I don't think he would even notice ever. Yeah. Just kick Joel off and put Nick Chubb on, and then away we go.
All right, that's it for Lima Likes.
Fabulous edition of Lima Likes. All right, coming up at 8:01 this morning, Matt Derry going to join us on the show. In 5 minutes, folks, 7:01, it turned into a real bad season. But should jobs actually be on the line for it? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.